topics you care about by people you trust. This is The Clear Perspective, your healthcare cybersecurity, compliance, and privacy podcast. And now for the show.
Welcome to Clearwater's Healthcare Defender Interview. I'm Julie Catron. I'm part of the marketing team at Clearwater. And today's featured healthcare defender is Terry Ripley, the CIO and CISO at Ortho Virginia. Terry has been with Ortho Virginia since 2017, but she's been leading healthcare IT teams for over 30 years. She's also a board member of the Virginia chapter of HIMSS and frequently speaks at conferences and educational events. Most recently, Terry spoke at the HIMSS Cybersecurity Conference about how Ortho Virginia responded to and recovered from a ransomware attack. Terry is always gracious and candid with her time and her insights. So if you ever have a chance to hear her story and learn from Ortho Virginia's experience, I highly recommend it. And with that, we'll get started. Terry, thank you so much for joining me today.
Pleasure to be here.
We are so excited to feature you as one of our healthcare defenders in October during Cybersecurity Awareness Month. You and I have talked before, but I just want to start with some basic questions about Ortho Virginia and your role there. Just tell me a little bit about your organization and yourself.
Ortho Virginia is our state's largest provider of orthopedic care. We are physician owned, so we have 105 physician shareholders. We have 37 locations across the entire state with imaging centers, ambulatory surgery centers, and practices, and ortho on call for those urgent care type issues. And I serve as the CIO and the CISO. So I get to handle all of the technology and security for Ortho Virginia.
That's right. You wear a lot of hats. Okay. So like I mentioned, we've chatted before, but I've never had a chance to ask you this. How did you get into cybersecurity and why choose to focus your profession on healthcare?
I'll start with why healthcare. When I was growing up, I thought I wanted to be a nurse until I realized they had to handle blood. So then I shifted in computer science, programming, the puzzle pieces putting together. So it's very exciting. I was lucky that my first job, true job in my career, was at a healthcare system. Learned that, implemented electronic health records that really changed the way medical practices work. But it also comes with a responsibility of protecting our patients' data. So that's where the cybersecurity comes in. So love implementing technology, helping the practice get better. But with that is also that responsibility for protecting our patients' data.
That's awesome. So you're not just the CISO, you're also the CIO. Tell me about the best part of your job at Ortho Virginia.
Oh, it's actually feeling like it's making a difference, right? We work very closely with our docs, and that's really important to me, to feel that I'm helping them take care of the patients. So I think the best part is anytime I can find ways that automation and technology can make it easier on the doctors and the patients.
I love that. So we know that there is a staffing shortage in healthcare, and we want young people to choose. We want them to choose healthcare. We want them to choose cybersecurity as a career. We need more talent in these fields. What would be a word or some words of advice that you might have for young people thinking about a cybersecurity career and specifically one in healthcare?
I think healthcare is just the perfect environment, right, for cybersecurity because, again, you're protecting patient data. And if you love to learn things, you never want a day that's always the same. Cybersecurity has a lot of interesting things that you're learning, and you really can make a difference to make sure that you're protecting the data. So, and you get to work with exciting people who are all trying to make patients better.
Absolutely. What about a word of advice for others in your field?
Keep learning. Don't think that the threat that's active today is what's going to be tomorrow. You always have to look down the road. You have to keep looking for where that next threat's going to come and start protecting.
Well, thanks for checking out today's Healthcare Defender. I hope you enjoyed this quick interview with one of healthcare's thought leaders and dedicated healthcare defenders. Keep an eye out on Clearwater's LinkedIn page as we feature healthcare defenders all month long in recognition of Cybersecurity Awareness Month. Finally, be sure to like our posts and tag a healthcare defender you know in the comments.